From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. 50 years to life for convicted killer Zachary Harrison. He was found guilty of murdering an Alder Point resident in southern Humboldt County and fleeing authorities for 9 months after the fact. The 29-year-old Harrison's sentence was doubled from the standard 25 to life because he used a firearm to carry out the killing of 58-year-old Robert Holtzclaw on September 23, 2017. Humboldt County residents once again being targeted by a virtual kidnapping for ransom scam. This month, a local resident reported to sheriff's deputies that he received multiple calls from a phone number out of Mexico. The number left voicemails for the resident that contained a child crying and then a subject demanding ransom to be paid to free the child. According to the FBI, this type of scam has been circulating in the U.S. for at least 2 decades and can cause victims to lose thousands of dollars. The success of any type of virtual kidnapping scheme depends on speed and fear. To avoid becoming a victim, look for possible indicators. Callers go to great lengths to keep you on the phone. Calls don't come from the supposed victim's phone. Callers try to prevent you from contacting the kidnapped victim. Authorities urge you to exercise caution if you receive such a call. PG&E's begun 48-hour advance notifications to customers about a potential public safety power shutoff in portions of 22 counties. Currently, Humboldt County is not on the list, but just over 3,000 customers in Mendocino County are in the target area. Worsening dry conditions and expected high wind gusts pose an increased risk for damage and sparks on the electric system that have the potential to ignite fires in areas with dry vegetation. High fire risk conditions are expected to begin early Wednesday, continuing throughout Thursday. Once the high winds subside, currently expected to be by Thursday morning, PG&E will inspect the de-energized lines to ensure they weren't damaged during the event and then restore power. PG&E will restore power in stages as quickly as possible. Right now, the shutoff looks to be affecting about 264,000 customers in 22 counties. Community residents invited to take a survey to provide input on local mental health services and what new and innovative ideas they think should be included in Humboldt County's Mental Health Services Act 2020 to 2023 three-year plan. The new plan will lay out MHSA-funded programs and expenditures during that time, survey part of a larger community planning process, including meetings to be held throughout the county. If you'd like to get a copy of the survey, you can email mhsacomments@co.humboldt.ca.us. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.